Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, Rock God Rick Maxa. We're live at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. Come on down. Still plenty of time to win some great prizes and qualify for those big grand prizes. A couple of great guys here at our remote studio here at Mossy Ford. Jeff Mirani from Cedros Kayak Fishing and Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial. We have Ron Lane here from Fastlane Kayak showing off that Hobie Mirage Drive, the Outback that we're giving away as part of the deal here. Look, even Ron even run a prize.
Sweet.
Yeah. How about that, huh? Look at that. The new AFCO bait net.
Those I really
cool.
like that new
Those
scoop,
are nice.
Yeah.
They're really nice. So come on down. You still have a chance to win a bunch of great prizes.
You're not kidding. We're giving away so much stuff. I mean, just if you came now, keeping in mind we've been giving away prizes for a full hour, but just if you came now and you looked at that table the Prize Cowboys got, there's tons of great stuff loaded up on it. AFCO hats, AFCO shirts, Shimano gear, there's tackle, so much great stuff. And, again, that's all just for coming and showing up. Just when you get here, look for the cowboy, look for Dave, get a raffle ticket, and during all the breaks we raffle off all that great stuff. And if you step up to the microphone this morning and ask
and
a question.
And you need to sign up for the grand prize, yeah, too, with the cowboy as well as Dave. You know, make sure. Did you sign up for the grand prize? Oh, yeah. There you go. Everybody's got to get in there.
Yeah, so you'll basically fill out a ticket, and at the end of the show, we're just going to pull one ticket out of that box, and they're going to be eligible for winning those unbelievable grand prizes, as we've talked about, first of which is that beautiful, from Fastlane Sailing, a beautiful Hobie Mirage Drive kayak, and an opportunity to go down and go fishing with Jeff right here at Cedros Kayak Fishing. It's going to be an awesome prize. That's for one of the grand prize winners. It'll be drawn at the end of this series. And then in addition to that, we're giving away another entry into that great grand prize, and that's for whoever's the winner of our casting contest. They're going to get that. And if you don't choose that awesome kayak trip, you're also going to get an opportunity at an unbelievable trip down to Baja. You're going to Palmas de Cortez. It's a trip for two to the East Cape at Palmas de Cortez, including 2 days of fishing and round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines from San Diego to Los Cabos.
So yeah.
Unbelievable that those are going. And, again, that's totally free.
Yeah.
Just for coming down
just
and hanging
down
out, talking fishing and having fun with us.
Mossy Ford is easy to find. Grand Garnett exit on Mission Bay Drive here. Just look for the red, white, and blue tent we're sitting right under right now. That's where we are. Hobie Kayak in front of the casting contest going out right out front. Grant Christensen's doing a great job there. Time for the catch report.
You got it, buddy. Indeed it is. And today it's sponsored in part by Scorpion Sport Fishing, featuring two of the best boats in the East Cape, a 35-foot Cabo Yachts, the El Regalo, and a 26-foot twin outboard center console, the Scorpion. They also offer beach fishing. The professionals at Scorpion Sport Fishing are fully equipped and determined to make your fishing dreams come true. Check ScorpionSportFishing.com for the finest charters in the East Cape. We're going to start off our catch report up at Pacific Edge in Huntington Beach. We're going to have our FishDope.com reporter, the man, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete and guests. Well, it's July 1st here, guys. A long weekend, nice weather and biting fish. That sounds to me like a solid recipe for some good fun time. So let me start off close to home here and appropriate for 4th of July weekend. Sand bass and barracuda are biting, thank goodness. Nice to see them sand bass showing back up. Mostly off Huntington Beach, some days a little bit up on the horseshoe, but man, that's just fun stuff. I love fishing them sand bass on the plastic with something like a 300 Tranks and a new Terramar and something old school like a lime green or a root beer scampi, man. It's just fishing them bass on a plastic. Like, that's just a blast. Also, guys, watch for the bird schools out there. Some of them are on barracuda and sand bass mixed, and sometimes swimming around the bottom of that is some tanker-grade sea bass. There's still plenty of big ones around, guys. Flip a mackerel into that on some heavy gear and hang on. A lot of that's over 50 pounds. At the island, Santa Barbara Island, showing some sign of life there. Better weather a good mix of both Dells and sea bass biting up at that little rock there. Catalina, big issue this weekend is boat pressure. There's still some squid backside middle. There's a few sea bass backside west. Backside east is better for that bigger gray Dell, but, you know, in reality, there's a hideous amount of boats. Makes it very tough to fish there on 4th of July. San Clemente, more big yellows showing up there, some in the cove on the bait ground, some scattered along the backside on the kelp lines, a little bit of sea bass mixed in there, and a few big halibuts also. San Clemente's looking good for some of that better grade fish for sure. And offshore is where it's getting really interesting, guys. A couple new players showing up, a little out of our area, but first albacore of the season were caught here, 40 miles out of Fort Bragg here this past week. There were three or four boats had about a dozen fish, so it looks like they're definitely coming in and definitely, once again, maybe bypassing us. But who knows, down our way, it was often 4th of July weekend that somebody would find the first albacore of the season. But it's going to require somebody getting out there in the albacore grounds, which are typically a little more outside of where they're fishing all that tuna fish. So we'll see. Definitely a better bet, though, is keeping an eye on that tuna, both bluefin and yellowfin. They're still playing hard to get. There's tonnage of that stuff around, mostly not biting, although the last couple of days it looked like they were maybe kind of thinking about it a little bit more. Best bet for that bigger grade bluefin, of which there is no shortage, is still the yummy fire kite combo. Several over 200 pounds this week were caught. And now we even got a shot at a marlin in the mix. There's a few of them guys around, and just about right on schedule with the way the water's looking. So getting interesting, and if you were to hang out in that triangle between the 182, the 302, and the 43, kind of in that sector like that, you'd definitely be hanging out with a whole bunch of fish around you. So we got a lot of opportunity and nice weather. I'm trying to go fishing, guys.
Yeah, no kidding. And I know Danny, I kept track of it while I was down Cedros. Danny was on the fish, keeping track of it and how much good fishing there is. It's kind of a hunt right now. You got to be in the know to get on the fish right now because it's not wide open. It's a challenge, and fishdope.com is their source to stay on it. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. It's using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is the code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach, corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262, the website pacificedgetackle.com, and we'll be around today, and then I'm going fishing, and we're going to go get one of them 200-pounders one of these days.
Okay, Mark, there you go. Go get them, Mark. Appreciate the report, and we will talk to you next week.
You got it, and it's definitely getting better and better, Pete.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. It's supposed to be. It's July, man. Today is July 1st.
It's crazy, man. Go fishing, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, let's head on now down to San Diego, over to C4th Sport Fishing, and talk to our good buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing
new month.
Great, talking about all this fishing.
Yeah, it's definitely kind of picking back up, you know, a little dip there, but half day, still very good bottom fishing in the morning, good calico bass fishing in the afternoon. Three-quarter day, San Diego's fishing islands, tends to take on a few of those trips, take a little swing outside, see if we can catch anything, but catching a nice mix of yellowtail, bonita, bass, some bottom fishing there too, a nice mix of fishing on the three-quarter day. Overnight, still a little tough on some of those, a little bit of bluefin in the count, but not much there. Some of them are going to fish the coast there and seeing similar yellowtail and bonitas the three-quarter day. So about what we've been seeing here for a while, like I said, there's a little dip there, it's kind of picking back up, nice weather, so check the website, c4thlanding.com. Full schedule's up there for those half days, the twilight trips, and starting this coming up week, we'll be running those 4 days a week, Thursday through Sunday. Three-quarter day trips, San Diego's going to be running every day is available. Those overnight trips, starting to see 1 day, see a few day and a half in the count there. So check the website, c4thlanding.com. You can always give us a call at the office, and 619-224-3383, or come down and visit us in person.
Right on, Marcos. Well, certainly some great fishing going on. Still opportunities at big ones. Still great to see that there's yellowtail biting at the Coronel Islands, and fish from the half days all the way up to the long trips. We'll appreciate a great report as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
All right. Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financials, here live at Mossy Ford. And Rick has all the answers for what's going on in Northern Baja. Right, Rick?
Oh, I've got a few.
Where are they biting, Rick?
Well, down in Mulegé, Bahia Concepcion, I got a report from Nathan down there, Playa Buenaventura. Some of that Dorado that's been down in the East Cape has moved up to the area, so loads and loads of the smaller fish there. They had a bulls-only tournament there last weekend, and a 22-pounder took the cake there. inside the bay, there's still lots of life. The snapper, the grouper, the roosters are all around inside. There's a few marlin moving around up in the area. And then up at Punta Chivato, there's six whale sharks hanging around. So,
oh, nice.
Nice and hot there, and a little warm in that area this time of year. But get out in the water and play with those fish and swim with those sharks. Sounds like a good deal. Out in Jeff's area near Cedros at La Bocana and Bahia Asuncion along the coast, typically this time of year, it's just starting to ramp up on the shore for the yellowtail fishing, and it seems to be happening a little earlier, so there's some fish happening at both of those places for the yellowtail fishermen. Up at Bay of L.A., the bait is still plentiful, lots of bait being made easily. Yellowtail and cabrilla are there for the guys that are working it with the right conditions. The fish are up and down and breezing, sometimes biting, sometimes not, but always a lot of fish there, so another good destination. San Quintin up here closer, a little bit slower and cooler. Weather's starting to improve. Water's in the low 60s and clear, lots of red crabs. Bottom fish are decent and plentiful, and a few smaller white sea bass and yellowtail have been shown as well. So lots of good opportunities there in central Baja. Not really sure what's happening in Ensenada, but I'm sure it's pretty similar to some of these guys have been down to Colonette and the smaller yellowtail up and down. So that's what we have for this week.
Nice.
Cool. All right. That's our catch report today. Good wrap up there.
You got it, man. And again, catch report today is sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. Local tuna and yellowtail fishing is happening, and you should make that Gamakatsu Nautilus hook your go-to hook. It has the strength and durability as well as the right design that makes it an easy hook to help hook your bait, and it puts your fish on the deck. Get Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks at your favorite tackle store.
You know, I just told you that story about Big Al and Patrick, the new partners at Cedros Sport Fishing, giving away the shoes. Well, that Rosie girl, she's on it. She texted me a picture of that giveaway.
Oh, cool.
And I just posted it on our Instagram, Hookup 1090, as well as our Facebook page, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. Both of those are available on the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com. Just click on the little links up on the top right, and you can check out all of our social media right there on the top there. But shows them giving away that to that smiling kid his new pair of shoes. And I know you've done that a lot down there, right, Jeff?
Yeah, you know, it's really, really fun. You know, my wife texted me saying, you know, you've got to talk about the baseball teams down there as well. We had some kids come to us asking us to help with, you know, baseball equipment and stuff like that. So I got a hold of my buddy Eric McElroy in Carlsbad and all his friends, big baseball group up there, and just asked for some, you know, old gloves and bats and stuff like that. I couldn't take the stuff down. They gave us so much.
That's
at
rad.
One time, you know.
Wow.
And I ended up hooking up with...
Yeah, the plane only holds so much.
Yeah. So you know what I did is I hooked up with your friend, Peter from... Kessler
oh,
Yachts.
Yeah, Pete Giacalone.
Yeah, and he called me, and we put all that stuff on his boat because he was going to Cabo.
He was making deliveries.
It
so
was
rad.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We had a big party at the tackle shop and you know, gave away all the baseball gear, and it's great watching the kids. You know, I see them in the uniforms walking around.
Yeah.
You know, it's baseball season right now. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it's just a great feeling to, you know, see those people. They get so happy when you give them something small, even used.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, no. It's
so really, really nice.
Nice.
Great
so if you're making a trip down there, take some stuff. Give it to the
every time,
people.
Yeah. Just bring. It's just one thing, you know. Bring a hat, bring a T-shirt, you know.
Yeah.
Like bring a pair of shoes for a kid, like you know what Alan and Rosie did. That's great. You know, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's fun to interact with everyone down there.
Rick, you do that a lot when you do your trips down to Baja, right?
My son's a big baseball player, just getting ready to move into college ball, and my friend is actually the hitting instructor for the Angels. So we rolled down to Baja with once used in Anaheim Stadium Major League Baseballs, and as we're in the truck, stopping by each different village and handing out, you know, large numbers of these balls are like pearls. My son's got an open invitation to pitch on the teams, hang with the girls, and eat lobster at several different teams.
And what's wrong with that, right?
I think he's going to be semi-pro in Baja if he doesn't make it up here.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, Jeff is here at Mozzie Ford. Jeff from Mexico. Jeff, your other is right in the front row with the AFCO
you
hat on.
You can't see the tree for the forest.
That's right.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi there, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
Question for you, Jeff, on kayaks.
Sure. Absolutely.
I got one that's been rotting away for a few years, and things have changed a bit. What is the problem for importing for you or anybody or taking a kayak into Mexico? And I have one other question, if I may, afterwards.
Cool. There's nothing for importing a kayak. Any boat 14 feet or under Does not need to have a temporary import on it.
Oh,
so you
really?
Can just bring that across. And
okay.
It's,
really?
Absolutely. I brought six of them down there. So.
The other thing, Roca Partida, is that open for sport fishing still from up here to Long Range?
I would, off of you.
It's not. No, it's part of the it's part of the biosphere that all the Riviera Ejidos belong to. And unlike some of the other islands that, I mean, not to say that you couldn't catch fish outside the 12-mile buffer zone. You for sure could catch birch schools and things like that, but doesn't seem to have the same amount of good fishing farther off the island as something like Clarion would. But it is indeed part of the buffer.
The reason I asked, they showed on the channel out of Mexico City, called Azteca Tracy, I believe, and they showed the view from the divers, $5 million they leave, but a fisherman leaves about $80 or something like that. That's what they, and they put on this here leaning to one side.
Sure.
And not really give them both sides of the story. There's a lot more money than that that goes into Mexico and fishing. And they showed manta rays getting knitted and stuff like that. Most of the people from up here, I don't think, run out with nets, but there is some bad people around.
Yeah,
and in San Felipe, they got some totuavas. One guy down there fishing, he got like seven of them, and he had big trouble.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, well, thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford, Jeff. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump on the phones, Rick.
You got it. Again, if you want to get your opportunity on the phones, 858 area code 457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's talk to David calling us from Pomona this morning. Hi, David. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. My question is, on that island trip, with someone that never goes to Mexico with a passport, I mean, with an ID be fine with the, for the passport for that one trip and a fishing license?
So fishing licenses, we include them with our trip. I know Cedro Sport Fishing does the same. But you do need your passport. We need you to have your passport so we can get your tourist visa and get you on the airlines.
Now, a passport card will work, too.
I think it'll work, too.
Yes. Yeah, because you enter Mexico, as long as you're not entering Mexico by air, you can use a passport card.
Because your flight to Cedros isn't an international
flight.
Yeah,
you're already in the country.
You're crossing on land, exactly.
I'm not 100% on that, but I believe one of our group had a card, and he was fine. Yeah.
And I know Cedros Sport Fishing... Same when you went down there, just the everything you need as far as documentation and paperwork, they just take care of everything.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
as long as you've got
easier.
Your passport, that's all you need.
They'll take care of your
FMMs.
You do all that, right, Jeff?
Same thing, yeah. I do exactly what those guys do. We ask for your passport in advance. That way I have the passport number so I can get your visa, and then we also have your exact spelling of your name. It's very critical for the airlines that we have your exact spelling of the name.
Okay,
so
perfect. All right, very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Chris is here. Chris came down from Los Angeles. Chris is an avid kayaker, might we say that?
Yeah, I'm a fanatical kayaker.
Yeah.
I was addicted to El Salto. I went there 15 times. And I went this past summer to fish with Jeff, and I was... Like, on the second day, I turned to Ron Lane and I said, this is my new El Salto.
That's cool.
Wow.
I'm addicted. There's nothing like being in a kayak right there in that, you know, unique biosphere where there is just so much happening. You know, a school of bait will jump up next to you. A thresher shark will come by and slap your lure. I mean, it's just
that's rad.
Blown my mind. So my question for Jeff is, so I was a little intimidated by being out in the ocean there when I first went, so I wasn't sure if it would be suitable for a woman to go or a child to go. But as I got more familiar with it, I realized you can always be in an area that's suited for the skill level of the people. Mm-hmm. So here's my question for Jeff. Is your wife insisting on going back as quickly as my wife is insisting on going back?
Yeah.
Because we took our wives on Memorial Day, and my wife just she had just the most amazing experience. She immediately wants to get involved with the town in terms of cleaning up certain areas of the town. and she expects Jeff to be mayor. And so is your wife insisting on going back quickly?
Yeah, I mean, you and Marilyn coming down it's been life-changing for me, really. My wife is constantly asking now to go to the island,
so
I feel, you know, extremely blessed. I'm the luckiest guy around. I have a great wife.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's
And now to having her come down last year with me was one thing, but now coming down with another woman, like, she's got to see that there's a lot to do, a lot of fun. So, no, it's definitely, Chris, like, you know, constantly asking. I think I'm going in August, bringing Isabella as well.
That's cool. And by the way, the new mayor is actually the general manager, who's the general manager
of
San Diego Sport
Fishing. Exactly.
Yeah, who's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
Yeah,
he's helped me since the first time I've ever been on that island, and he's helped me even start my own business, everything.
Yeah.
So he's
cool.
That was my favorite part of our trip to Cedar Sport Fishing last year, was the guy that was grilling our steaks was also the mayor.
Yeah. The mayor, yeah, exactly, yeah. Thanks a lot, Chris.
He's
appreciate
a good cook,
that.
Too.
Yeah, great. Trust me, it was awesome.
He knows how to barbecue.
Yeah. Steve Bermudez. Steve came down from L.A. Steve, where are you? There he is. He was looking at a new car.
Yeah, he was.
Van, I think.
Look at that smile.
I think he's got a Ford question, so...
All right, Steve's
making his way up. He was checking out his new car. Move aside. It's Steve's mic.
What are you doing, Rudy?
Come on, there you go, Rudy.
Right. We can do a duet, Rudy.
What's up, Steve?
So anyway, the transit. I understand, Pete, that you have a transit.
I do. It's sitting right there.
Oh, okay.
Love it.
So that's the Connect?
Yeah, the Transit Connect.
So
yeah.
You like it?
I love it.
You got the upgrade.
No, it's a great. Yeah, it's got the leather and the whole deal. The great thing is you can put seven people in that because it's got two rows of seats in the back. But I keep it down. I put my surfboards in there. I can put a 9-foot jig stick in there.
Oh,
10-footer if you want. I don't have 10-footer, but I'm too old for a 10-footer. But I can put. I have racks on the top. I put my kayak or my surfboards on the top. It's an incredibly versatile car. Get about 20 miles a gallon average.
V6?
It's a front-wheel drive,
nice.
Right? They're V6s, right? Yeah, our friend is here.
I'll back Pete up on it, too, because I you know, his office is right next to the tackle store, and I'll walk by his car on my way into the shop, and, I mean, you'll see a surfboard in there or a whole thing of rods with the door locked and away to go.
And they're incredibly affordable too. You'd be blown away at how inexpensive they are, right? And there's deals going on for 4th of July weekend, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We have our Mossy Ford representative here. Who's,
yes.
How long have you been here?
9 years.
You've been 9 years here.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Nice.
No. I recommend it. It's a good car.
And how long have you had it for now?
I've had it a little over 2 years, I think.
Oh, so it's broken in.
Oh, yeah, and everybody always thinks it's a new car, but, you know, it's...
A little water, a little wash.
You know what the key is? I don't wash it. And then it stays new.
Okay, well, that was my question. I was just looking at him. Thank you.
All right, thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford. Appreciate that very much. Let's talk to Wayne from Point Loma. My hometown. Wayne, you around? There he is.
All right. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good morning.
Not a question, just a comment. It is the 4th of July, so happy birthday to America. Welcome to all of our visitors here in San Diego this weekend, including even the Dodgers, except for Dave Roberts, who made a complete ass of himself last night.
And that's it. That's all he's going to do right there. Okay. All right, very good.
All right.
Well, shoot. Well, we've got so much going on here at Mossy Ford, so much to do. And right now, my fishing buddy, Big Al, who not only is the owner of the XL, he also is part owner along with Patrick Wang and Adrian, who started Cedros Sport Fishing, Cedros Adventures. Big Al, what's going on?
Morning, Al.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're doing great. Sounds like you guys had a heck of a trip down to Cedro Sport Fishing.
Well, I want to thank Pete for inviting Patrick and I down to this great event for his trip. And I want to tell you something about Pete. I fished with him 2 days, and so did Patrick. And that's a fishing machine you got there. I mean, the guy is a mechanic. He taught me quite a bit being with him. And he showed me some things that I didn't even know about. And caught a nice 36-pounder, thanks to him. And we just switched on each side of the boat, and I was just a lucky one. So it was a great trip.
And
Pete, thank you very much.
I hear the biggest fish of the trip, too, Al.
Well, it was, and you know what? You know, I even won $20.
Yeah.
Sweet.
From JP, who was he was determined to beat Big Al, but he never did he?
He never did,
Big Al.
JP's good people.
Yeah.
But Pete was catching the calico like handfuls, and we just had fun. We had a good time laughing a lot around the fireplace, and I thank all the support you guys are giving us, and we're trying to get a lot of things done then. And like Jeff, you said, it takes a little bit longer down there, but we're trying our best to change some things and do it the right way.
Indeed. I know you work closely with Jeff. We got to fish with Jeff's guy, David, who was one of the boats down there. Here's the thing, is Cedro Sport Fishing has the best boats, the best captains, the best lodge. So if you're thinking about going down there on a boat-type trip, do yourself a favor. Don't consider anybody else.
Yeah,
these are the guys. I've been down there numerous times. Jeff, you've been down there.
That's how I started going to the island.
Don't exactly. Be disappointed. Go with these guys at Cedro Sport Fishing. And
most definitely.
With Al and Patrick coming in there, this is going to be state-of-the-art stuff. Right, Al?
We are trying our best, and we're going to continue to do so. Patrick and I and Adrian and Rosie, we got some lively people getting these things done down there.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's all going to benefit, because, of course, you're a partner in the XL, too. It's all going to benefit working relationships with the San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet, too, to help get us back in working and fishing in Cedros, right?
We're trying, and I hope we can get this thing done and help everybody out.
Yeah, and you know, along with Ken Frankie, I know that, having a good working relationship with the local people down there in Cedros is certainly a huge benefit.
Most definitely.
It is.
Yeah.
And Pete, benefits again, I thank you for inviting us, and we were the lucky ones to fish with you as well as all the other guys, and it was just a complete, complete fun time.
Yeah, and it was a great group of people, too, and your people down there at the lodge, the lodge itself, fantastic. The food, amazing.
Is there a better view in the world than
right
where you eat dinner from, overlooking the beautiful views right from on top of the cliff at Cedro Sport Fishing?
Looking
it's
what's going
paradise.
In the harbor and watching the bait crashing out front. It's paradise. For sure.
And we got
keep
spots.
Keep it up, Al.
So you bet.
What's
and
that?
Thank you again, Pete. We got spots open, and if anybody wants to give a call in, give a call to Rosie.
All right, very good, Al. So what's a number for Cedro Sport? I know CedroSportFishing.com. We
and
have a link on our website. And what's the phone number for Rosie?
619-772-7570.
All right, book it. And I know you have spots open. Prime time is now through, what, October there?
End of September, October, yeah.
October, yeah.
Right,
really good.
Right.
Jeff,
maybe I can get an invite to come down your kayaks.
Oh, I would love that, Al. Hanging out, what you and Rosie have done for me so far has just been really great. And to have you, come down to the island and hang out and just spend some nice quality time and do some fishing and hanging out, that sounds great.
I want to go on that trip, Al. I'm in with you.
Yeah.
All right. We'll
That's
take all of
it. Two bedrooms, okay. One left.
There you go. All right, Al.
Guys.
Thanks. Great time. Thanks for helping us host a great trip down there to Cedro Sport Fishing. All right.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great contests. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest Aftec fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Fishing is a lifestyle for many of us, and what you wear on your feet is a big part of that. So I like to live aloha and wear Olokai premium footwear. Every pair is created with the Hawaiian culture and heritage in mind, plus unique details and features. Olokai sandals are the best I've ever worn because they're based on the feeling of your bare foot in wet sand for natural heel cup and arch support. Nothing could be more comfortable and good for your feet. Olokai makes footwear for any time of day or night. My favorite Olokai sandals are the Ohana, water resistant and great for the beach or the boat. Olokai is always coming out with great new styles too, like the Nohea Moku that features a no-tie bungee lace with patented drop-in heel that lets you slide right in. And the Razor Sip bottom delivers plenty of traction on the boat deck. Share your aloha with the Olokai crew by following them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Olokai and tagging your photos with hashtag Anywhere Aloha. Olokai footwear is now available at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Dana Landing, and other fine tackle stores or olokai.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XEBRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Again, we're live here at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach having a great time talking fishing, talking cedros, kayaks. We're having a great time, buddy.
Yeah, indeed. Michael Mayer is here, former grand prize winner. Michael, thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford.
Nice t-shirt.
Yeah, and you won an X-Wrap.
Yeah.
Nice one, man.
They work good. They work
good. They work.
Especially around the island.
Yeah.
Just troll it. Don't even need live bait.
That's it.
Within 5 minutes, you're bringing them in. I got a question for the financial guy. Now, when you're purchasing a boat, I know if I get a new boat, I ain't got to worry about having been doing any surveys or nothing like that. But with a used boat, if you get one that's just a couple years old, do you work with a select group of guys that do that type of stuff?
Well, I'm an investment advisor on the finance side, so a boat broker would probably be the better person to answer that. But I wouldn't buy a used boat without a survey A to Z.
Yeah,
I might
even
survey a new one if I bought it. You know?
That's great. And I got one question for you, Pete.
Yes, sir.
I was looking at the fly shop online,
uh-huh,
and they were showing like the different flies from 6 all the way up to 22. The lower the number, the smaller the fly?
The lower the number, the bigger the fly.
The bigger the fly.
So a 22 is smaller than a 15 or a 16. So a 16 is larger.
A 22 is so small, you better get a bigger pair of glasses.
Big glasses.
So tying a 22 fly is not an easy thing.
But let me tell you something. You're gearing up for Katmai in 2 weeks.
Oh,
I know you're going to Katmai Lodge with us. You won the trip. You don't need to buy any flies. They have everything you need.
They have everything?
Yeah. Yeah, they got it all. They'll have the right stuff for you.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, you can
in 2 weeks.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Michael, thanks a lot for coming down. Pablo is here at Mossy Ford. What's up, Pablo?
Hey, Pablo.
Morning. Happy 4th of July.
Hey, Matthew. Pablo.
Got a question. You know, I haven't caught a nice halibut in years. Is the halibut fishing down there any good?
It's really good, actually. And this year has been like a kind of a phenomenal year for them. They bit all winter long. Wow. Guys were getting them from shore all winter long. We've been talking, Cedro sport fishing and how they're right on the cliff. A really, really good stretch of beach is right below their house, actually, for halibut. Yeah, I walked that beach. I've been walking that beach since I've been going down to that island before I had my boats and stuff, just fishing right from there. White plastics is kind of the key down there.
Hot halibut zone.
Yeah, it's really, that whole stretch right there, just the whole lee of the island, any sandy beach, where the gravel meets the sand is that's my little honey holes for halibut, and they're thick over there.
That's cool.
Do you have like holes where they're outside more and the boat to go fish it?
We would definitely go fish it. I think for myself especially, we concentrate so much along the shore that all of our best spots that we're fishing right now are along the shore. We're probably passing a lot of stuff out deeper, but you're having so much success in close that my dad always used to say, you don't leave fish to go find fish. If that's where we're catching them, and we, especially in the kayaks, we're concentrating more in that area. Mm-hmm. The ponga, too, it just seems like you're always in, 20 to 30 feet of water, casting closer to the shore, and they're up in there. So it's really
one other question. Sure. Is your house, is it 110 or is it 220?
So I wired the whole house 220, but then I have all my sub panels that break it down to 110. So there's power in your bedroom to charge your phones or blow dry your hair and all.
You don't need any adapters. No adapters necessary.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Thanks, Pablo. You need to do a trip down there. It's really cool. Hey, Harry from La Jolla. Harry's got quite the story to share with us from one of our Let's Talk Hookup listeners who literally just stepped off the Royal Star. She's a little shy. She doesn't want to stand up on the mic.
So are you guys both still rocking and rolling right now?
We are.
You just stepped off the boat?
We did. That's why I missed the first half of the show.
But
we went out on Wednesday. Was the start of the trip in the first half.
Three-day trip on the Royal Star.
Right. That afternoon we went out. The first four fish we got, they all came on the Yummy Flyers, okay, the kites. The first four fish we had, the biggest fish was 212. The smallest one was 180.
Wow.
The smallest of four was a 180.
Yeah, and then we got two more that were in excess of 100 pounds each.
Wow.
So it was a pretty phenomenal trip.
Yeah, I guess. And who was that young lady that caught that big fish?
She is incredible.
Yeah.
210.
We're sending her back to England.
With a bunch of fish.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm just going to say, I've been on 16-day trips where we didn't have four fish over 180 pounds, for a day. That's unbelievable.
Yeah,
how cool is that?
Things dropped off dramatically the next day. We went out to San Clemente, and the fishing was really tough out there. Very few yellowtail. We did some bottom fishing, but it wasn't a letdown because we were all still focused on
what happened on that Yummy.
I have a question, Jeff, and it may be your answer may be proprietary, and if it is, just shut me down. I know we've talked about possibly getting a more direct route into Cedros, and we talked about possibly getting air from the U.S.,
yes,
particularly Carlsbad.
Exactly.
Has any progress been made in that, and can you talk about it?
Definitely, we can talk about it. I've spoken to both of your friends, they're working on it. We had to get them some information, length of runway and stuff like that. The main hurdle still is there has to be you have to stop in Mexico somewhere to check in, either San Felipe or Ensenada. Big Al from Cedros Sport Fishing has been, we talk at least once a week about this, and he's working a lot harder on it than I am. He has, more connections, been around longer. So
I have a meeting with him on Tuesday.
Nice.
About the same issue.
Yeah. So your friends seem to be onto something over there in Carlsbad, but I think the main thing is the having to stop somewhere. They want to go direct. And so until we get set up where someone up here, an official from Mexico is up here to clear people in that just want to fly straight,
even if we have to make a stop in Mexico before we hit Cedros, I can guarantee you if I were able to catch a flight out of San Diego or Carlsbad, I know we talked about Lindbergh Field as well, I would probably increase the number of visits to Cedros by a factor of four.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. Well, we're both working really hard on it, so I would imagine that within the next year.
I think it's going to happen.
It will.
I hope
thanks,
it does.
Thanks,
thank
Harry.
You.
All right, thanks a lot. Henry Donnelly, the chocolate man himself, is here, all the way from Santa Cruz. What's up, Henry?
Hey, guys. Well, I came down for the Western Outdoor Shootout in the casting contest.
Nice.
It's easier to win the Western Outdoor Shootout than the casting contest. There are guys who know their stuff here. But it's a great venue. I looked at a van over there, a Transit Connect. You could fit any fishing rod you need into it. They're not going to grab it out of the back.
Exactly.
It's $23,000.
I know, amazing.
It's a brand new vehicle.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You can't buy anything for that.
Yeah,
so
I've been driving mine for 2 years. They're awesome.
I think it's compelling.
Yeah.
But it's great coming down here. And I used your YouTube video for tying the Royal Polaris knot.
great.
And I was wondering if you guys got to do any videos like on how to pull on a bluefin tuna, you know, when you actually hooked them. What to do from, because we got more bluefin last year than anybody, you know, what to do when you actually hook it. Now this is what you do.
That's a great idea.
And about the Cedros, I don't know if you guys have. I'm going to go back and look at some YouTube videos, but I'm just wondering if you guys are doing videos so you can see the, you know, some of the action that you do in the
yeah,
grips.
Definitely. There's a lot. I have some videos up on our website.
Oh,
and,
great.
You know, our Facebook page. We show some videos. And
sounds like a fantastic vacation.
It's really, really neat spot over there.
Yeah, short and a short run from California.
It's not hard to get down there at all. Like within 6 hours, like that's from up here, we're down there. You know what I mean? And
no parking tickets at the beach. Great.
Nothing.
Thank you guys.
Thanks. All right, Henry, thanks for coming down, and thanks for all your generous donations too. You make the
awesome,
Rollo kids too. We appreciate that very much. Jim from National City's here too. Jim, you still hanging around?
I know we saw Jim earlier.
There he is, right there.
With the casting
Careful,
contest.
Jim. That grass is thick. Here at Mossy Ford, thanks for coming down.
Cast off. Okay, real quick, thank that the Ford dealers in conjunction with the Mighty 1090 for great events. I've been coming for 3 years, and they're awesome.
Thanks, buddy.
I fished in the Western Outdoor News tournament
yesterday. Get a little
closer
to the mic. There you go.
I fished in that Western Outdoor News. What a great tournament. This year, first prize was $3,000. Second prize, $1,500, I think. Third prize, $1,000. But
did you win it all?
Yeah. How'd you know? But on our boat, they did a drawing. Every boat did a drawing. One guy won a free pair of Costa sunglasses. Great prizes. Great event. They upgraded it this year. I'm going to go next year. I was on Taro's boat. He fished so hard. The poor guy felt so bad. We didn't get bit. But New Loan caught three bluefin, first, second, and third, but they got disqualified because they gotten gilled at one fish. But anyway, so great event, and I recommend it to anybody. It's a great event.
Fantastic.
Good job, Jim.
Appreciate that. Now, I did get a text from Jeff Rodriguez with Cedros Adventures, Cedros Sport Fishing. 100% on the passport card. You can use the passport card.
Nice.
Awesome.
So absolutely, if you bring your passport or your passport card,
sweet,
you can get on the plane to Cedros.
Beautiful.
Kayak fishing. Cedros.
Thank you, Jeff.
Cedros Sport Fishing. Appreciate that, Jeff, very, very much. Let's go live to the Mighty 1090 studios and talk to our buddy Adam Clark, who's our engineer, phone guy.
Yeah. Best ever.
Best ever. And he also does all our Let's Talk Hookup archives, all those archives you see on the Let's Talk Hookup website. Adam is the man. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, awesome. Great. We had a little PR this week on the Mighty 1090 with Darren Smith, the midday host here on the Mighty 1090. And I understand that Let's Talk Hookup is responsible for getting what could be one of the greatest players in history to the San Diego State University Aztec football squad.
Well,
right?
Time will tell whether or not he's going to be one of the greatest players in San Diego State history. But a gentleman from Texas was visiting San Diego in the last couple of weekends. His flight got delayed, and I guess he's an avid bass fisherman, and he actually heard our report on a Saturday or Sunday morning, and he told his parents during the trip, he said, San Diego is the place for me.
Nice.
he's an avid fisherman. He heard about all the sport fishing here on Let's Talk Hookup, and Darren talked about it, even paid our hookup sound effect thing. And,
that's
quite a bit.
Pretty cool. So there he goes. If he is a big star, we're taking all the credit. If he isn't, then we're not.
Hey, Rocky Long, if you need more guys, they're great football players and they're fans of fishing, come listen to our show. Come to San Diego. It's the best fishing in the country.
This is the spot.
You bet, man. This is the spot. The world's largest sport fishing fleet right here and gateway to many places.
Good
Thanks,
call,
Adam.
Adam,
for all your hard work there in the studio and all that you do for Let's Talk Hookup on the archives. Adam posts the archives up right away as soon as he gets in, and you want to thank Adam for getting those things up in a timely manner. If you like to listen to our Let's Talk Hookup archives at letstalkhookup.com.
Adam's the man.
Nick Fidel from Encinitas. Nick, you still around?
Nick out there from Encinitas?
Nick from Encinitas still around?
Looks like maybe Nick might be
Nick,
in the...
Is that you, Nick?
All right. No last name on there, but no worries.
How about Neil Norton? Neil?
All right.
Neil here. There he is. Hi, Neil.
Nick, yeah.
Oh, you're it. Nick. All right.
All right. What's up, Nick?
Go ahead. Yeah,
all
Nick,
good.
No worries,
hey.
Man.
do you guys have a preference from older crocodiles to newer ones, or is the difference more of a hype?
Well, you, if you have any of those old crocodiles, you don't want any. You just bring them in.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll get rid of all the old ones.
Yeah,
for
we'll
him?
Get rid of the old ones for you. Yeah, for sure. What do you think, Rick?
I think like anything else. I mean, I think that the new ones are fine. There's been scuttlebutt about how they don't swim as good and the hooks aren't as good, but. You know, I mean, I think it's a spoon, and the shape is the most important thing. There's word that the hardware isn't as good, but I'll be totally honest. We haven't seen much in the way of issue. We haven't had any problems with guys having problems with them. There's not as many sizes available now as there used to be. They discontinued a few sizes, and so guys that fish sea bass with the real big ones, the real large size isn't as readily available. So, you know, if there's a particular size that you like that's not available, then that's an issue. But as far as worth of going in, buying a crocodile, tying it on, going to catch a halibut and surf with it, still absolutely a viable and a good lure for sure.
All right. Thanks,
my
Nick,
thought, anyways.
Coming down. Appreciate that very much.
Yep. You got it, Nick. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's winning the casting contest, winning all these great prizes we're giving away, including a pair of Maui Jims. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.